Blog Talk Radio.
Azunke pare legba he, azunke, azunke pare legba he, pare legba me la jan kase washo, azunke pare le pare vodou legba,
azunke pare legba
he, azunke.
Teaching, walk, and work along this
divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother Father Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Sunday, December 5th, 2010, and this is High Noon. You are tuned in to the Power Lunch. I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Taya Mecca, in the legendary and historic city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. And please do join me here live and archive from New Orleans, Louisiana, on Blog Talk Radio on Wednesday evenings from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, and Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time for 1 hour of hoodoo secrets and recipes here on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, each and every day at high noon for the Power Lunch. My listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. Remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address your question, comment, or concern as time and spirit does direct. My website, where I can be reached utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year. It's www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And please do recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located in my various virtual temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince King group, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelation, and Guiding Voices of Divination. And do remember to visit my Queen's Chamber and my King's Chamber, respectively, in my website, House of the Divine Prince, where you will find Papa Say, who airs here on Blog Talk Radio, featured virtually 24 hours a day in the King's Chamber of my website, and also the Truth Terrorist, Queen Ifama, who airs here on Blog Talk Radio, I believe at 8 p.m. on Sunday evening. She, too, can be found featured virtually 24 hours a day in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And Go-Go, Nana, Alana, Omare, you can locate more contact information for these special powerful voices as well as my honorable mentions, respectively, on their Blog Talk Radio profiles, but also by visiting my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding. And that is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Please note my preferred site is Keen, and I can be found at www.keen.com/divine+prince. And I prefer Keen over LivePersons, www.liveperson.com. facebook.com/divine-prince. Live person seems to have some barriers, as it were, to real communication. And I think that ultimately it kind of works against the site overall, but particularly new experts, minority experts, experts who don't necessarily fit the commercialized mold, as it were. And I saw a report on the news the other day that was specifically talking about internet dating and dating sites. And they said they were surprisingly candid and honest about there being a obvious difference in how people related to people of color online, particularly blacks, African-Americans, Africans, as opposed to other races. And this is something that I've been saying for almost 5 years now, because I see it so pronounced within the quote-unquote religion and spirituality community as it's presented online. And I think, again, Live Persons has not figured that out in a way that Keen, I believe, has. And I tend to see much more diversity, much more creativity on Keen. And, of course, the barriers to communication are removed in that you can directly communicate with me on Keen by phone. You just need to set up your account and have an established account on the site. You can do that as well on Live Persons, but quite often the phone feature doesn't work correctly for whatever reason, or it's set up to where it's not automatically connecting in the way that Keen does. So I can be found on Desto. I can be found on Live Persons. Of course, I can always be found at my website and, of course, my preferred site, Keen.com. And, of course, you can find these links on my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. You can also find my Keen call buttons here on my Blog Talk Radio profile. And I appreciate those of you who support me through the Blog Talk Radio profile. I have a specific ID number, as it were, for my call links on Blog Talk Radio profile. So I know when I'm being supported from the Blog Talk Radio community. And I greatly, greatly appreciate that. As you can hear, my voice is still a little bit off. I don't feel quite as rough in the throat as I did yesterday, but still very, very baritone and not able to really project very loudly. So I hope I'm being heard clearly in the chat and on the phone lines. And, of course, in the archive show, as it were, we don't really have a much control over the volume of output from our end other than, you know, our equipment and our ability to project. And again, right now, I just can't do it. I have a slight headache, but that too shall pass. Even with my care and attention to diet, I think we must still accept the reality of our limitless physical body. I don't care how together we are, we still come in contact with pathogens, we still come in contact with other people's stuff, and I have been sort of socializing just a little bit more lately here in the community than previously, and I've been in contact with children, and I kind of have an idea how I got this, but all is well. I'm definitely going to attempt to keep up the Power Lunch daily, making that daily connection with you. My prayer is that by Wednesday, I should be back in order and should be able to do Wednesday night's show without too much of an issue. So moving forward, I want to welcome each and every one of you humbly, honestly, for being present, for truly understanding that you could be anywhere on the World Wide Web right now. And I appreciate your continued faithfulness and community to the show and to the efforts of the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, and Hoodoo Central. And I'm speaking specifically to those who are always with me in the chat, Fire Witch, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Queen B1, Divine Revelation and Manifestation, and of course, Warm Summer Wind, Divine Unity and Community to each and every one of you. And I greatly appreciate your continued support and marketing efforts for the show. I'm receiving several new ads and follows and connections to the show because of the warm and thoughtful comments that many of you are sharing out in the community and in the public about me and the show. And I greatly appreciate those efforts. I really do. Sometimes it gets to be overwhelming with all that I do. Different segments of the community, I think, find me where they find me. I have my King community. I have my Facebook community. I have my Blog Talk community. And, of course, now with Beta, many of those communities are now being linked. The show, or at least the show links, are being broadcasted in many of the social networking sites. So, indeed, the ministry continues to grow. The love in the community continues to grow, and I greatly, greatly appreciate it from each and every one of you. And as always, I remind you, if you haven't, to click the little red heart on the Boss Talk Radio player. This will mark me as a favorite. And it will also give you preview to coming shows, show topics, special guests, announcements, and various surprises that I have in the coming year. I've been on Blog Talk Radio now, I believe it's about a year and a half. I'm not quite sure where I find the date right off the hand now while I'm live on air. But I believe it's been about a year and a half that I've been doing the show. And the show has greatly grown. It has transformed. It could likely be anything when you tune in, particularly if you have not been tuning in regularly, because I'm constantly tweaking the show a little at a time to provide the most powerful, most authentic experience here on air, but also the most universal. As I said before, it would not make sense for me to over-specialize. There's so many other qualified people, such as Gogo Nana Alana Mare and many others who are Yoruba-specific or Santeria-specific or very path-oriented, Christian, Islamic, Judaic, whatever it may be. But I think that still, ultimately, as we move forward and raise our vibration and our understanding and rise to our God and Goddess consciousness, we must understand our unified wholeness in the cosmic realm of reality. On an individual level, on an earth level, it's very easy to become individualized, very specific. We have thousands of species of plant and animal and life in all its various color, form, and manifestations. It is the law of this realm, the duality and polarity of this earth plane existence. And it has its place in the balance, in the scheme of things. If we were an ant, if we were an insect, we'd have one very different view of the world. Most things would be gigantic and huge and spacious. And I'm sure they have a very different perspective of life and ultimately of reality. And the same, I'm sure, can be said for the largest of species on the planet who sees the world from its high sitting perspective. And as we move upward and beyond the evolutionary spectrum into the realm of spirit and deity, God and goddess. And then indeed they have a more panoramic perspective of reality, Alpha and Omega. So we must understand the details. I think sometimes in our urgency, we just want to get to the point. We've sort of been programmed in a way in this society in that fast food, instantaneous gratification type of experience. And indeed, I'm sure that is also a part of just human nature that's probably existed since the beginning of time, but it's generally been in balance with our intellect, our ability to create, our ability to manufacture the things that make our lives simpler in various ways, as it were, but to allow for a much more profound and focalized, specialized expertise in any given thing. And spirituality and religion included, it does not mean that we are all birthed to become ministers and Orisha priests and Babalao and witches and various positions that some look at as hierarchical. But we all are definitely here to perfect our spiritual connection, to perfect our right body and our manifestation in whatever form it comes. And life speaks this understanding back to us. It's a part of the experience. It's a part of the equation if we just listen, if we just open ourselves to it. All world religions talk about the microcosm is only a reflection of the macrocosm, that as the creator gods have manifested themselves here on the planet in its various ways, it's only reflections of the greater whole, the greater picture, the greater form. So ultimately, at some level, we are all animal in nature, but on another level, we are all God. And we have the choice, excuse me, and have been given the will to make the choice in each and every day, with each and every moment, which direction we are going to move along the spectrum of life and existence. So be true and be authentic to your purpose, to your calling, to your identity. Stuck is, to some degree, is just an excuse after the light comes on, after we get that inspiration, after we get that information. Then it becomes an issue of self. And I'm trying to be very careful, as I always am, in relaying my messages, because my path is not one of judgment, as it were, but one that's very result-oriented. And overall, my ministry is primarily ritual spell work and ceremony. I would say at least 80% of the people who contact me via Keen and the website and the various outlets are looking for ritual spell work, ceremonial work. There are thousands, perhaps a million, psychics, spiritualists, readers, tarot card readers, astrologers. Again, we tend to over-commercialize, over-specialize based on economy in most situations. But when you begin to look at the need, the true need, and resolving the need, for me that requires doing work So the people who come to me, at whatever level they are in their understanding, they have come to the place of accepting that they need to do something and move forward. Now, of late, my consultation has increased because the word has gotten out, I guess, that there's some accuracy to my reading. So I've gotten a great increase in that, but I've really got to begin to return the focus to doing the work. Because ultimately, we are all here to do the work. We all hear, we see, we observe. To some degree, that's not voluntary. Our ears and our eyes are designed a certain way. Our nose is designed a certain way. It's really our mouth and maybe our eyes that has the most control as far as our ability to open and close it. But ultimately, observing, seeing, experiencing are a natural part of the equation. It takes really stepping up to do the work, to confront the issues, to go beyond just feeling victimized by life and the experiences. I wanted to share also today more about manifestation. The Power Lunch, we sort of made the theme affirmation and manifestation. It's a feeling station where we come and we enjoy positive energy and vibration for an hour daily to move ourselves forward. And then we come together on Saturday night and delve more into ritual and practice. And, of course, on Wednesday night, theory, history, understanding, and even some conversation. But the Power Lunch, I'm primarily focusing more on affirmation and manifestation. I wanted to give that of myself in my path and my spiritual reality that I find most helpful, most advantageous, most empowering, without the least amount of effort, tool, work. But now, having said that, we must still, as individuals, take the responsibility for manifestation. We just must. And that manifests itself in our reality in many different ways. An example, you have a tick, you have an illness. You go to a doctor, he takes tests, he draws blood, he does exams, he does labs, and he gives you a diagnosis, and maybe even a prognosis. And so you seek a second opinion. Okay, and so maybe you're just a little more stubborn than the next person, and you seek a third opinion and a fourth opinion and a fifth opinion. And you're not getting any variation in the result. Now, if you're getting variation and maybe one is telling you one thing and another is telling you something else, then maybe you haven't sought a clear reading, a clear understanding. But if everyone is telling you something and is doing something and there is a block, we must begin to go back and look at ourselves and our responsibility. And that's a hard lesson, I understand that for some. Some of us have had some really rough stuff, evil stuff happen to us, to our loved ones, in our lives, in our reality. And again, I stand on all is blessing. I stand on it. I stand on it. As you evolve in understanding, you'll stand on it too. And I don't stand in judgment of you if you just don't get that today. But I pray you do get it and accept it at some point and take on responsibility for manifestation at many levels in your life, in your experience, in your existence. And sometimes it's little things that we can tweak, that we can change to bring about the manifestation, to remove the block. But the illusion of blockage, the illusion of ego and false sense of security and false sense of empowerment can make getting to through that block just that much more difficult. And again, if 10 doctors are suggesting the change and you're not making the change, if you're making the change and you're following all the directions truly, authentically, then maybe you have something new. Maybe you have something extraordinary. Maybe we need to call John Hopkins. And you might have something different that needs to be looked at differently. But in many of cases, and I'm sure you all understand by now that I am speaking more metaphorically, I'm trying to find a way to teach something that is very difficult for some people to grasp in a way that's grasped, that they're able to grasp, that they're able to receive and digest, and ultimately produce a result. I have many in my community that are getting the result. They're showing up in the chat. They're leaving comment on my website and the guest book. They're leaving comment on my team and my live person. And to say that there are those who are not getting the result would be a lie, would be a falsehood. Because, again, I cannot overstand responsibility for your spiritual responsibility. When I do come across a situation, an individual who is experiencing a block, I work with them to the end. I don't care what the situation. I've been called out of my name. I've had people get really, really upset. I've had some people refuse to talk to me for a year, 2 years, just to come back and ultimately get the result. So in the long run, it makes all the effort worthwhile. But it doesn't make it any less frustrating, any less sensitive for me when I have someone, particularly those who invest so much time, money, effort. Then you call me and you want results. You want a remedy. And I understand that. I understand your human need for that. But we must understand that there is a formula. Despite all the ambiguous mystery around ritual practice and spirituality and spell work, it's really not that much of a mystery when you understand it and you have the proper training. It's a formula, just like alchemy, just like science. It's a formula. And if you apply the formula, then there's an expected result, an expected manifestation. Now, where the blocks typically lie are within us. And many of my clients will tell you that. They call and they make their request. Well, do you think this can be done? And I'll say yes. However, if you allow it to be done, often the hardest part of the manifestation is the individual letting go of the old thought patterns and projections, letting go of things that are just not working and really surrendering to something new and different. It's almost like learning a new language and being in a new country. Your English is just not going to get you by in this land, in this country. Your knowledge, your perspective is not, it will be beneficial in having something to mirror back. But ultimately, you have to learn skill, learn the journey that you are about to embark upon, that you are walking and partaking. So in looking at our manifestation, and I've been saying this now for quite a while, make it simple. Start from the elements, earth, water, fire, and air. Even in our deities, even in the Lawa and the Orisha, they are all at some level associated with an element, with a natural force. And it's not just the force, the element in nature itself, but also the symbolism, the archetype, the power behind the element. So for those of you who are Yemaya, who are Oshun, you're being governed by water. So a great deal of your path is cleansing, it's purification. It's very detail and excuse me, it's very detailed and oriented towards purification. And this is not a simple process. And it's often said metaphorically that Oshun in particular is a fickle deity and that she takes a lot of work. But the wisdom behind that is we are fickle deities. We require a lot of work, particularly as they pertain to cleansing, purifying, and rebirthing, and understanding our connection to the sun and why all creation, even the trees, reach for the sun every morning, as we too must continue to reach. And all things in balance. You may be crowned Oshun, you may be crowned Likwa, you may be crowned Obatala, but we still have a balanced inner relationship with all the deities, with all creation. So once we open our consciousness, open our third eye, and can truly begin to see multi-dimensionally, for some of us, we find the work difficult, laborious, complex, almost like going back to school again. And it is going back to school again. But the motivation should be from a very different place now. You're an adult now. You're doing this for you, to ensure not only your health, wellness, prosperity, and survival, but those of your family, your community, and ultimately the planet as a whole. So we must begin to take greater responsibility in manifestation. We just must. Particularly those of us who call ourselves walking a more spiritual path. Politicians will have you to believe that this responsibility issue is only about money, material things, removing the financial burden from one location to another. And I assure you that that is just trickery. It sounds right. And in some polarity, it is right. We must take greater responsibility for our income, for our saving, for our retirement, for our health care, and how we live here on the planet, but also for our neighbor, our family, and for each other. But I think behind all the rhetoric, and to get back to the point I'm really trying to make here, ultimately we do have to take greater responsibility for our happiness and not always blame the next party, the next person, the next government, the next bad childhood experience for our refusal to let go of those things that are no longer serving us. A day, a week, a month, a few months, but years investing in pain and distraction and laboring that's not moving you closer to your goal is insanity. And it's just as easy to it's just as simple to breathe, let go, and reconnect with spirit and your higher power and move forward in a more positive and decisive direction. I'm going to take a quick break and try and get some water. I will be forward momentarily. Again, I greatly appreciate each and every one of you for being present with me here on Blog Talk Radio at High Noon and the Power Lunch. Those of you present with me in the chats, our special guests, Queen B1, Warm Summer Wind, Fire Witch, Kalahad, Divine Peace and Blessings, Joy and Prosperity to each and every one of you. I will be forward momentarily. Divine Peace and Blessings.
Papa loco mueve la huya goe, papa loco mueve la. Vena si ba de mole si bueno, bata la uama. Si ni boca funo la boye va e de no.
Thank you.
divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. What kind of show would it be if we didn't have some form of entertainment? So they come through like that. I'm a little computer savvy too, so I was able to locate the guy who jumped in and offered his 2 cents in the middle of the show in the chat. But at any rate, I'm going to move forward. I'm not going to belabor the show any longer. I really need to give my voice some rest and try and be on point again tomorrow here at high noon on the Power Lunch. And, of course, as always, I offer you divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. And those of you who do call me on Keen, please note that I've kind of moved some of my profiles around. So if you're accustomed to calling on a specific profile or at a specific rate, please go to my main Keen profile, www.keen.com/divine+prince, where you will be able to view all 7 of my profiles and make a better choice as to which line you wish to call me on. But I am making some changes. My changes are always based on feedback and response. So if you are interested in getting in touch with me over the holidays, I will definitely be available, as always, 24/7, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of divine wisdom and understanding, peace and love, unity and community. And until high tune at high noon tomorrow, I wish you peace and blessings, divine joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Thank you. Thank you.